The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the current season of Daily Dilemma Uncensored. Niall is here, Sho is here, and our special guest this week, the legendary Michelle Heffernan.
Oh, I'll take that intro. Thank you.
Welcome, Michelle Heffernan, host of the brand new Saturday show, which I was listening to last weekend in the car with my husband and my daughter, and we loved it.
We were back memories because you used to do Saturdays.
I did. Yes, I used to love Saturday morning.
But I really like it here too.
Loved listening to you that early. It was it's just a really nice time because you know that I think you said at one point, like, people are on the way to matches or going to do
shopping.
Or even
in my case, you're just pottering about the house. You're doing stuff on a Saturday, cleaning.
I will call you out on something that you said.
What did I say?
You said, whether you're up making dinners. And I was like, girl, I'm not making dinners at 6 o'clock in the evening. Never mind half nine on a Saturday
morning.
There's
people messaging
batch
me.
Batch cooking.
They have the stew on. They have the fruitcake made. They have the muffins ready. They have 6 washes done.
Oh my
They're
not my people, dancing. Michelle. They're not my
they're
people.
They're up since 5 in the morning. They're not my people either.
I'm only joking.
I'm asking them, will they take over my management? I said to one of them, will you be my mammy?
I can't, like, that's to me, like, so a concept that I can't get my head around.
No.
But anyway, I was loving it. Yeah, you want to get on with the
podcast?
Let's stop the chit chat.
I've got a new trick, right? We're in studio, we're all here, it's 3 of us. And what have I done? Because we're on camera.
Okay.
So, what's behind me?
You're sitting on your hot water bottle behind you.
Hot water bottle on my back, lads. Wait, let's see what my performance is like with this. It's real nice.
Ticking all the boxes there of ergonomic employee.
Back
support.
She did her training course on ergonomics, obviously.
Let's all adjust our posture.
We are getting and edging closer to our live shows Friday, February 13th at the Set Theatre in Kilkenny, Valentine's Special, Beat's Breakfast 20th Birthday. Woo. And 2 weeks later at Bank Lane in Waterford City, Saturday, February 28th. Tickets flying. So if you want your tickets, go grab them now, beat102103.com.
Or the link is in our bio.
The link, you love
to,
saying
I know, but you see, Niall's a bit like,
I don't do the bio thing. I hate the bio thing.
You have to do the bio. And people comment on the podcast.
Oh yeah,
leave comments in the comment section.
There was a lot last week to take in.
There was words like slag being thrown around.
Oh, mother of mercy.
Not from us.
No, in the comments.
Oh, that's okay. It got fairly heated over there. Check it out.
Young, dumb, and full of cum was another one. Another comment.
Okay, moving along.
Okay, so yeah. Right, you can email us at any stage for Uncensored, talk@beat102103.com. Hi, Niall and Sho. This is for your Uncensored. Could you cover it soon, please, as time is of the essence?
Oh.
I'm with my boyfriend 9 months and we have a great sex life. Like, we're at it like rabbits.
Nice.
I learned soon enough that he likes to be quite loud in the bedroom when we're at it. Moans, screams, dirty talk, sometimes movie quotes.
What?
I said, I know. She didn't give examples.
We had this before. Remember the guy that had a really weird. No, remember the guy that he said, that'll do, pig.
Oh, that'll do.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I said it to him early on about the noise, and he said it really adds to the whole experience for him. It's not an issue at home as he lives on his own and my housemate is never there at weekends. We have stayed in hotels before and I've had to ask him to try keep it down, but he just can't. It's not in him to be quiet. Okay? The issue is, we have a family celebration in the west of Ireland in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. The whole family's gone and he's invited. We've decided to get a 5-bed Airbnb for me and him, my parents, my granny and my sister with her husband and kids. I just know he'll want to go at it while we're there, as it's always fun to do it in new places. But how am I going to handle this with my parents and granny within earshot? Should I just put a blanket sex ban in place for the weekend? He says it's impossible for him to be quiet when doing it. Do you believe this is really the case? Help me.
Okay. Oh, I have two suggestions.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
First thing is, I actually think you can turn this into a saucy kind of sex game, and I don't want to refer to like particular partners or anything, but okay, like I'm just going to admit this, but I kind of did a thing before where like a guy would cover my mouth.
Okay.
And the whole like game was as if like we pretended that, you know, like. we're at a party and nobody can hear us, and this has to be like, and you're not allowed.
I hate
like
that,
no
covering
one
of
is
the mouth thing. I'm not into that. Don't like shush
no me. One is allowed to hear me. Like, and it's like, you know, like scream into my hand, scream into my hand. Do you know?
Yeah.
And it actually really would get me going.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it is like, as in, don't suffocate a person. But
yeah,
like,
yeah,
what if you made it spice? Said it. Yeah. Oh my god, babe, it's gonna be spicier if I actually cover your mouth. You know.
Yeah.
I'm not into, like,
you, have you ever tried to shush Shauna Lyons? It's not possible.
I am a screamer.
Oh, are you?
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Like, not a screamer, but I am, out of the two of us,
the louder one.
I'm the louder one.
I actually think girls are generally the louder ones.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised it's the guy in this
Same.
Situation.
Like, most guys I know don't make a lot of noise.
No. Like,
but guys like to hear it sometimes.
But there's, yeah. But they grunt. Like, well,
yeah,
and my one does anyway.
Or they might whisper, like, or something. Like,
yeah.
But they don't really go...
No,
like movie quotes. Yeah, to be honest, that would give me the ick.
I would find that very weird. Yeah. I have to say, I'm not into the hand that.
Okay.
And maybe Niall is right. You've hit the nail on the head. I wouldn't be great at being told to shush, even if it was a game, Michelle.
Okay.
And I've told you before what happens when Tom and I role play. It doesn't end well.
Oh, right. Okay.
One of us gets jealous, and it's not me. So I think in this case, I personally, if it was me. Like, would say, I don't, do you know what I'm going to say?
Go on.
I actually don't believe that you need to scream that loudly, right?
Yeah.
Because I lived with a girl, and I have to be careful. I lived with a girl. She follows me on Instagram.
Okay.
And
I'm going to just go to your Insta now and start naming names. Is it Maura?
We'll just call her Emer the Screamer, will we?
Is it?
She's lovely. She's a lovely girl. I saw her recently.
Loud sex.
Lovely girl. But her room was at the other end of the house that we lived in. And they, for one, liked to have sex with the door open. I think they obviously didn't even get.
There's a bit of exhibitionism.
There must
be
a kink, yeah.
And we would sit in the sitting room with the sitting room door closed, EastEnders on, right? Mm. And still, all you would hear was,
come
on.
And
I'm, you know me, I'm not like au fait with different sex positions or anything like that, but I was just like, there's none of them that are making you scream like that. Do you
That's
know what
a
I
performance.
Mean?
It's
that
too
is
much.
A performance. Yeah.
And that put me off, like, you know, I think that actually scarred me in terms of like listening to people having sex and loud sex. And I do think one of the most off putting things, especially if you've paid €250 for a room in a hotel and the people up above you are going at it and there's screams, like, I actually feel like going down and asking for a refund. You know, that hotel sex, do you know?
Have
you?
Though. It's part of the hotel experience.
I was in a hotel once and...
You did that?
No, I didn't think we were that loud. But afterwards, a family came out with the room next to us. And I swear to God, he hung back and pulled me back inside the door. And it was like, I don't want them to see us.
Yeah, like, I could understand
he
that.
Was
I,
like,
could understand
I don't
that,
want
yeah.
them to see us. I was like, I think you're overreacting. I don't think we were that loud. Because like, it was a 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You did it. In a 5-star hotel.
I wouldn't want to face my listeners, though, Michelle.
No, I didn't. I get where he's coming from. Like, I did not want to look like the mother in the eye.
Yeah.
I still can't get past the movie quotes. Like,
We actually did cover that in quite detail.
But I will also add, and Emma Doran, the comedian, talks about this, that there's such a thing as a silent ride. Like, we all know the silent ride.
And it's sexy.
Like, it is sexy.
Yeah.
And, like, it's kind of like, you know, you got to be, like, quiet.
Don't make the bed move. Don't make any sounds.
The bed is worse almost than the screaming sometimes.
Oh, listen, pillows are your friend. Like, put a pillow. Have you not ever had to do this? Where, like say you might be on top and then, like, because you don't want the bed to go.
Yeah. Mm.
So, like, put a pillow behind and then just, like, hold it so that the bed isn't going to make any noise.
Behind the head, in front of the headboard?
Like, as in behind.
So it doesn't bang the wall.
Yeah, so it doesn't bang the wall, basically.
But sometimes just the bed itself is quite creepy.
I think I'm thinking more of the actual, the mattress now. I think he's lying. I don't think it's too much. It's giving dramatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also giving the exhibitionism, like you said. I think maybe he like wants to be heard. He gets off on this, and like,
oh no,
nothing,
there's definitely a bit of that. If he says, "I can't stop doing that," enjoying it.
He is like Pratt getting randy at the thought of her granny overhearing him.
Oh god,
sticking it to her, and that is gross. But like, I am like, you're going to have to put your foot down. You're either going to have to tape.
No, I have a couple of suggestions here, right?
Okay.
I think I would be inclined to go for the blanket sex ban. It's like, we have all the time in the world to do it. My granny is on one side, my parents on the other. I'm not. I just can't face them at breakfast. Remember that Gavin and Stacey scene? Number two.
Also, it doesn't, like, it's not sexy when you think about, like, who is in your surroundings.
If it's strangers, it's somewhat sexy. But if it's
your family. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to come.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember it? Okay.
She wasn't expecting that.
Twice in one episode we've gone with that word. Yeah. Do you remember our very first uncensored podcast, live podcast, and we had a couple and they were in the house and they had sex and the mother the next day sat at the kitchen table and went, well, what would you give it out of 10?
Stop the lie.
They were a very open family about sex and the mother would say, what did you do on a kink last night? Yeah. Like, it was quite random.
Wasn't as loud as I thought it would be. Wasn't as loud as last week. Full feedback.
Yeah. I have one other session. You're going to the west of Ireland. It's a beautiful part of the world.
It always rains. There's not dogging. Much to do.
You're dogging. Outdoor is your option.
That's here. It's too misty.
The mist hitting your bare arse. The field, beautiful.
The field idea is great, right? Yeah. The field idea is great. I told this story before about Tom and I finding the field in Cork years ago. Mitchellstown, I think it was. Very specific. Yeah. Great recommendation. Tell me after.
Is that home with the cheddar?
Yeah. I'll never eat cheddar the same again.
Show me on Google Maps later, girl.
It's the fillet of cheddar. Mitchellstown, the fillet of cheddar.
Okay.
Where we found a field, right?
Okay.
And we got in, and it was a private field. You're going to put this up online, aren't you?
Yeah, go on. You started, so you'll
you trespassed. It was years ago. It's a fillet of cheddar, Mitchellstown, a field, and it's starting to do it, whatever. And the next one, a cow came very close to the back window, and that was it. I was gone.
You were in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't outdoor, grand. Outdoor.
No, he wanted to stand outside and I was like, no, this farmer could have cameras. Oh. So we stayed in the back.
I've been outdoor.
You're always
outdoor.
Terrified of the video nasties, aren't you?
Oh, but come on back to haunt me.
Yeah. Okay, right. Summaries on this. Advice. Michelle, what are you saying to this girl?
I'm saying make it kinky by covering his mouth or have a silent ride. Like, if you put a blanket ban on sex, I think he's going to get even hornier.
Mm.
So I'm like, switch the kink. Make it from exhibitionism to I want you screaming into my hand like you like can't get enough and like you're going to come for me and sorry.
you really
hate that word.
I don't like
cum.
What's wrong with cum? I mean,
that's a whole other episode.
Well, we know we know what Dirty Talk what Dirty Talk show doesn't like. So
okay. Show your final advice here.
I have to say I tend to agree with Michelle. Okay. And I think in terms of being an expert, Michelle is our sexpert certainly out of this. If you were to put us on a poll of sexperts on this
award winning
studio,
podcaster in the sex
definitely
sphere.
Think, let's talk about Gnaeus. You can check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Go loud. But I will say that there is something sexy about quiet sex, and I do like a bit
and
of
the
quiet.
Risk.
I do like. Yeah. Look it, I'll be honest, we do a lot of it. Okay?
And you have other small people in the house, so quiet sex has to be a part of it.
And the dog, you know?
That's a whole other uncensored now. Keep that.
She's more of an issue.
Okay. The people in Mitchellstown didn't know.
Okay, we will see you Friday, February 13th in Kilkenny at Set Theatre.
Get
Saturday, February 28th in Bank Lane in Waterford. Beat102103.com for tickets and info. And another episode for you next Friday.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X or email talk at beat102103.com.